I am thrilled you joined us today at A View Beyond the Ordinary. I'm Jolene Lenz, your host, and this is where we explore those divine encounters, meet some courageous souls who share their stories with the goal of helping us pursue our own bliss or dream. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast and listen through Spotify, Apple iTunes, or one of your favorite podcast apps. And let's get started and tune in. Thank you so much for joining us today at A View Beyond the Ordinary. Today's guest is Paula Robbins. Paula Robbins is a metaphysician, hypnotherapist, and coach with more than 30 years in the field of consciousness and spirituality, both professionally and as a volunteer. She offers one-on-one sessions for healing work, coaching, or intuitive readings. She leads the Light Fellowship, which is a membership for like-minded friends. And she has many other online offerings of guided meditations, education, and more. And if you need a facilitator for any kind of consciousness or spiritual topic, she leads many presentations and workshops. You can find her and her team of amazing healers at www.sunlitpathways.com. And she's also really easy to find on social media, y'all. So I am especially excited to be, or I should say, to have the opportunity to chat with Paula more, because Paula and I have known each other over 23 years. And Paula and I worked in corporate America together for a large recruiting company. And Paula's the one that really opened me up to, planted the seed for the whole heart-based consciousness type work. So Paula, thank you so much for being here, my dear, and joining us today. And I would love to hear what inspired you first and foremost to follow the path when you and I talked, when you became a hypnotherapist.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me, Joe. I just love you so much. I am so, so grateful for our friendship, and thank you for the wonderful introduction. I have loved this path of consciousness since I was a very little girl. And while I did not understand exactly, you know, what was happening for me when I was very small, I did know very clearly that there is something that is going on that's bigger than me. I knew at a very young age I wanted to be able to make some kind of an impact in the world. And working in recruiting, those 16 years that I spent in the staffing and recruiting industry, many of them with you, I really, truly loved the opportunity to help people with their livelihood, to help many corporate managers with their culture and with their business. And towards the end of that career, there was just this calling. It was just a calling. I need to do something more. And the simple answer is, I know I have to go. I know something else is out there. And I just started praying. You know, it's like, okay, God, there's got to be something else. I know I'm supposed to do something else, but I love what I do and I make really good money and I'm really secure, but I need to go. So it really wasn't something that I can clearly explain, except for that it was a calling. And I'll have to add, honestly, that I was pretty disgruntled with corporate America at the time. My hindsight on that is completely different now, but at the time, that disgruntled, I am frustrated with the processes and with the protocols and with the audits and the stuff, was really the push and the frustration I needed to step into my true purpose. So it's so interesting in reflection how I see it.
Well, and Paula, I love, one of my questions I always ask the interviewee is, you know, did you have any divine synchronicities as well, once you made that realization and you knew that you felt this inner calling? And if you would mind sharing specifically the story that is connected with you and I, the day that you gave your notice.
Yeah. You know, there are so many synchronicities that snowballed. And just talking about it now, I get those chills we so frequently love sharing with each other about. But so I'm going to go back to a couple of them, because there's a couple that stack up towards that phone call. So first and foremost, I went to go see a hypnotherapist. I went to go see a hypnotherapist for weight loss. And before I ever did any hypnotherapy with this wonderful lady, our conversation was very confirming. This is what I'm going to do. She had come from corporate America. She was helping people one-on-one. It was all spiritually based. And I just knew in that conversation, this is it. And then there was this significant amount of money in my bank account from, and I never, to this day, I was never able to really calculate where did this all come from? But it paid every penny of my tuition and my bills for that year that I was training. So I trained all of 2007, and in early 2008, I gave a 30-day notice. I was a district manager for a large staffing company. And within minutes of submitting that email resigning, my phone rang, and it was you. And I will never forget that phone call as long as I live, because when I answered my phone, I was already kind of shook up because I just gave notice after 16 years. And what am I doing? Is this the right thing? And here's this very confirming, loving voice of my friend Joe. Hey, I cannot believe that you answered your phone. I haven't dialed this number from memory for so long, and it just keeps coming to my mind. I need to call you. And I was like, oh, it was just such a breath of relief and such a breath of fresh air. And what was the best part about that phone call is I had been saying for the last several months, I'm going to need something part-time. I need something part-time to transition from corporate to my own business. I'm not going to be able to just take a solid leap. And you're like, well, part of the reason I'm calling is because I'm kind of wondering how things are going for you, and I need somebody part-time. And this was literally minutes after resigning and stepping into just extreme fear of what have I done? You know, and here you are, that beautiful, wonderful net that is faith, that is trust, that there is divinity supporting you. So, yeah.
I love that story, Paula. Thank you for sharing. I share it all the time as well. The fact that that day I called you out of the blue, the day you had given notice, and then you joined me on the journey when I had started my second recruitment firm, is really truly amazing. So, in terms of, and I know you've been doing this now a while, but what is one of your biggest aha moments that you've had that you just it made you just stop and go, wow.
Probably that I'm not alone, and it comes from these, it's the divine synchronicities, it's the safety net of that phone call. It's when I very first started my practice, one of the things that started happening very rapidly, very, very early on, was the way that spirit would guide me, the way that my intuition would work. And I would be working with somebody one-on-one, and I would just have this guidance system. It would be a voice, a feeling, and knowing, a feeling, this is what I need to say. This is where I need to take this particular session, this particular healing process. And I knew I'm not doing this. This is not just me. This is me in that state of oneness with a beautiful divine guidance team. I call it my divine council. And they were there. And every step of the way, it's just been such a beautiful aha to know I am not alone. I really am guided, and I'm supported, and I am led, and I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing, and it fills my heart. I mean, it's the most important thing. You know, my heart is always just full, especially when I'm in that work with someone, one-on-one, or even in a group setting.
Beautiful. And I was going to say, just for our listeners today that may be in a job where they don't feel inspired and they feel drained, and it's not their position or job is not filling their cup, it's depleting their energy. You know, what one thing would you advise people to do to start today to be able to even hear their inner wisdom? What advice would you offer?
It's learn to be still. It's learn to get quiet within, because there is a, you know, I like to say the joke, J.C. Penney had it right. They used to have that tagline, it's all inside. And it's true. It's all inside. And sometimes we cannot hear that inner voice unless we get quiet. We can't see the forest through the trees unless we get still and really stand in the silence. And it's about learning to trust that inner voice It's not something that's easy to do. It takes practice, and the more that you learn to trust it, the stronger it becomes. The more that you spend time in that kind of knowing, feeling, seeing, hearing, whatever is your primary aspect of intuition. And I teach about that, the four types of intuition. We either know, see, hear, or feel. And one is of the dominant nature. A lot of us are a combination of all, but one is dominant. And once you start to know, do I know stuff? Do I see stuff? Do I hear? Do I feel? How it comes to you, learn to trust it.
Great, great advice, Paula. And in terms of intuition, I've heard a number of individuals have said, oh gosh, I tried to do that. It's you that have the power to use your intuition. I believe everybody is intuitive. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. But not everybody trusts themselves. Again, which is why the advice is learn to trust yourself. Learn to get quiet and still. There's a lot in there that is not just you. You're not alone. You know, there is divine guidance at a much higher level of consciousness than we can see in our very limited 3D existence.
Absolutely. And the opportunities that you and I have had to explore, I think having support and reaching out to other like-minded individuals when you're there and stuck certainly helps. You and I have had one another as we started on this path years ago, and I'm grateful for that. So, and for the listeners too today, if you're finding this information helpful, please make sure to listen to people like Paula, that you subscribe to the podcast. I greatly appreciate that. And then as we get back into the conversation with Paula, Paula, in terms of a teacher that you've had on your path, any specific teacher or individual, you know, I know for me, it may be like Eckhart Tolle is one of the individuals I really listen to. Anybody in particular that's been a helpful counsel for you?
Gosh, that is such a difficult question. There are so many. I'm going to simplify it. I'm going to say it's the people that I've supported. It's the clients that I've worked with, the people that I've witnessed healing. They have been amazing teachers. I have some idols in the world. You know, Louise Hay has been a huge idol to me. Our story and our background is very, very similar. And I really trust that so, so much can be changed on your outer world when you start communicating with your inner self through affirmation, through healing work, and whether that's hypnotherapy, psychotherapy, energy work, physical changes, changing your diet. There's so many ways that we can heal, but there's just so many, my gosh. I mean, even friendships like this, you know, you've been an amazing teacher to me, just to see your spark, and you've got this just charm in life, you know, and this is for the listeners too. This is going to be a cool podcast. Stay tuned. You are definitely going to hear some of the coolest conversations, because Jolene just has this magic and this ability to attract amazing conversations, amazing light. It's this prosperity gift that you have. And it's not the prosperity that's just financial, but it's the right people, the right timing, the right places. And it's just been such a cool thing to witness as your friend all these years. So,
well,
you know,
thank you.
I've got too many teachers to speak to. Gosh.
I have to share, Paula, one side note too, is I went to you for a hypnotherapy session right after you and I started working together for the second time. By now you were obviously a hypnotherapist, have been doing that, working for me part-time. I went in and thought, well, I'll give this a try. We'll see what I uncover, as I was not a huge believer at the time in that I would be able to go down deep enough for a hypnotherapy session. But what I was able to find in working with you, Paula, you helped me. I didn't believe in reincarnation. I saw myself in this particular session with Paula. I'm not afraid to share that I saw myself as a Native American Indian girl. And that session with you really opened me up to go deeper within myself. So thank you so much for leading me in that path. So You know, we all, like you said, are teachers, but you is specifically in the first session I did with you really opened into something I never would have imagined. And it was seeing that we are all connected and there's so much more to life than we know. So on that note, oh, yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that I often refer to myself as a facilitator because you did that. I guided you in. I facilitated the wisdom and the ability to see, but you did that. So this is why I share that message so much. Look inside. There's a lot there. And it helps to have a facilitator, even for me. I do a lot. I see a lot more when someone facilitates for me, but I've also learned to really get deep and look. So
yeah,
you did that.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Paul. I appreciate it. If you had to give some advice to the younger Paula, the Paula that was, you know, the 25-year-old Paula that's getting started in life. And, you know, what would you give yourself advice now that you're on the journey now?
Well, I guess I'll just have to kind of go with the theme that we've talked about. And that is that there is a greater oneness about us. We're not alone. There is more support from universal energy, divinity, God, whatever you want to call it, then you know. You know, one of the sayings that's happening a lot right now is the consciousness is rising. And I not only believe that, I see it. And, you know, there's many people who want to focus on all the difficulty in the world and what's happening around the world, and it's all messed up. And if you stop for a second and you really look at what's happening within your heart, and how many people are supporting each other and loving each other and really trying to come together, it's really all what you focus on. But if you can focus on that oneness and on the unity, there is so much there to lift you up, to guide you, to hold you, to walk with you. You just have to allow it. It's really simple. You are not alone.
Beautiful. And my three words are courage, connection, and consciousness. And what you're talking about, really, you said it isn't easy. It isn't easy to always listen to that inner voice. On that note, just hearing those words, you know, any three words or would you like to reflect as we end the podcast on a word that comes to you or just talking to those three?
Well, courage is a very critical one. It leads to empowerment, it leads to wisdom, it leads to so much healing. Connected. There is a oneness, and it's a really beautiful oneness, and it's not just something that is at this human 3D level. It's big, and it's vast, and it goes far beyond your imagination, I assure you. And when you talk about consciousness, or spirituality, or divinity, there's just a beautiful light and an energy and a feeling that is within that if you can allow it. So I love your three words, courage, connected, consciousness. They're very, very accurate. And you can spin them a million ways, but they're very, very right.
Well, thanks to you, Paula. You have helped me learn to embody and embrace. I was going to use the word maybe embrace all of them. And I agree, they lead to empowerment. And it's individuals like you that help shine the light and the spark for the rest of us, Paula. And it's just, love you dearly. You are an inspiration. Thank you so much for joining us today on A View Beyond the Ordinary.
Thank you so much for having me. Such an honor. And, you know, I just can't wait to see how this takes off for you. I'm so grateful that you allowed me to be a guest in one of your early podcasts. Thank you so much.
Yabba dabba dabba doo. Thanks for tuning in today to View Beyond the Ordinary. If you would like to connect with one of the guests, please see the show notes or visit my website at jolenelens.com. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast. And if you would like to connect with me personally, I'm also on social media. And here is to raising more courage, connection, and consciousness. Thanks so much, everybody.